This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The sexy beasts of Studio A have now once again coagulated to make our 1 hour and 58 minute tour de farce a reality for your ears. Let's continue.
I never seen nor heard so many bastards in all my life.
We'll be right back. Hal's Records has Buffalo Springfield. Rolling Stones. Turtles.
Be that your own chosen speed. I'm not the one you wanted.
Strawberry Alarm Clock. And just about any of your LP needs.
Stop on by. That's Hal's Record Shop in Papago Plaza.
Deliciously seasoned shrimp rolls. Here's a food delicacy you'll surely enjoy. It's new. It's different. Hot Italian meatball sandwich. Just like Mama made. You'll find them freshly made in a crisp Italian roll at our refreshment stand.
Because money's low and everything seems to go Whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
You'll be dining with the captain, and he requests you wear this.
Well, you may tell the captain that I am disinclined to acquiesce to his request.
He said you'd say that. He also said if that be the case, you'll be dining with the crew, and you'll be naked.
Was men standing over me, and a lot more with the wind, and everybody wanna know. Everybody wanna know why I'm singing the blues. I've been around a long time. People I really hate I do. I laid in the ghetto flats, cold and numb. I heard the rats tell the bedbugs to get the rug you saw, and everybody wanna know.
Don't have a friend.
I'm alone.
Joe Henderson, Joyful Noise. We decree it thus. February 1978, a fairly recent reissue called Consonance. This was recorded live at the Jazz Showcase Theater in Chicago, Illinois. Also, recent reissues by Ahmad Jamal as well from the same venue in 1966. This is a four-piece band and a track called Relaxin' at Camarillo. They must have been pretty jittery at Camarillo because this saxophone and bass would denote that it wasn't so relaxing listening to this music. Joe Henderson, one of the tenor sax contenders from time past in the year 2000. Heck of a player. Not sure he was a heck of a guy, but I don't know either way. Ended the first set of our show within a show, the game within a game, the Pale-Faced Parabola for this Wednesday night, May 20th, 2026 AD. I be jumping JB. He's the mystery man. The big guy lounging seductively in the other room. We are part of the team that presents and resents this program. Special thanks to the Englishman, Mark, for advertising for last week's program. And apparently, we're no longer on Spotify, which means I still can't curse on this show, although I make a habit of trying not to, but also playing whatever the heck I want without judgment and keeping in play a shot at redemption. The Blind Boys of Alabama, from my favorite record from the year 2000, Spirit of the Century. And this was, I believe, either the last or the next to last record that the five originals recorded together. I was just telling the mystery man that I'm reading a beyond excellent book right now about the Blind Boys of Alabama and how bleak the opening chapter was and how much better it got when they started getting some outreach to the world from the restrictions of being a black person in rural Alabama in the 1930s. We heard the piece called Motherless Child. Sometimes I feel like, it's not sometimes, for me, I feel it all the time because I am a motherless child and pretty much have been since I was a teenager at best. My mother got diagnosed when I was 10 years old and our house was never the same. Not fun loving at all, which was a total drag, and I immersed myself in music, trying to please my peers rather than doing the intelligent thing, and substance abuse for about 20 years before I came out of it. Preceding that was Riley Blues Boy King with an instantly identifiable guitar tone. Took that from the soundtrack to the Oscar-winning movie Summer of Soul about the pre-Woodstock 1969 festivals that happened, or festival that happened, in the park in Harlem. And what an all-star jump this situation was. I mean, all-star cast, you betcha. Besides B.B. King, who for a long time, especially after he put the tuxedos on and played it straight for the straight white audience, Why Sing the Blues is the piece we heard. Also on these shows, The Fifth Dimension, David Ruffin from The Temptations, The Staple Singers, Mahalia Jackson, Gladys Knight and the Pits, I always say the Pits rather than the Pips, Mongo Santa Maria, Ray Barreto, Herbie Mann, Sly and the Family Stone, Nina Simone, and they all brought it. They were all terrific. Trust me on this one, and go get this if you don't have it. Summer of Soul, the original motion picture soundtrack.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The Chambers Brothers, from an album that I posted on Saturday on social media, if you were paying attention. That was one of my discs that they would have to pry from my cold, alive hands, because my hands are always freezing these days, even though I still am room temperature, supposedly. The Chambers Brothers, from the double album set originally, Love, Peace, and Happiness, and a track called Undecided. The medley included Love, 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 with exclamation points out of each word of love, because as noted on last week's show, Paul the Apostle once wrote in the New Testament that without love, we are but a clanging bell, and it negates whatever other fruits of the Spirit that we may have. Paul was a zealot and a pain in the arse, acknowledged. But some of the stuff he had was shot through with soul and wisdom. Chambers Brothers, from 1969. An album that I'm going to pick a lot of double albums to take to the desert island, simply because, well, if you got to sit and listen to the same 25, because there's no way I could choose 10 out of my collection till the end of time, you may as well have weight and volume as listening options. And I remember I got turned on to this record back in the 60s, shortly after it came out. It was an incredible melange, if you will, of gospel soul and blues and doo-wop, like they did in that song. And Steve Grant, Up the Block, one of the craziest kids in our neighborhood, but he had great musical taste. It's the first time I heard Badge by Cream. They used to have a small basketball court in their backyard, and we'd go play. You know, back in those days, it was definitely Sportsville in our neighborhood, and he would stick a speaker in the window and play these incredible albums. Johnny Rivers, Realization. And the Chambers Brothers was one of them. I kept saying, who is this again? This is fantastic. Totally funny. Like, we told you about six times. Shut up already. It's the Chambers Brothers. Love, peace, and happiness. Don't ask me again. They were older than I was, so I took that threat seriously. Before the Chambers Brothers, Major Lance. Now, Major Lance was a protege of Curtis Mayfield in his days with the Impressions. Curtis produced and wrote songs for Major Lance. Major Lance's biggest hit was The Monkey Time, which the Tubes covered in the 1980s. You know, there's a guy that comes into our record shop, and one day he said something like to another guy there, well, we're not all as smart as you are, dude. D-O-O-D. So I've still got that in my head. Major Lance, The Right Track, recorded for the Contempo label as a 45, released in January of 1973. That was originally a Billy Butler song, and it was produced by Carl Davis, who Major Lance ran with in Chicago. And it's still big, apparently, in the United Kingdom with the Northern Soul fanatics, like Major Lance a lot, his greatest hits album. We took this from a compilation called Ain't Nothing But a House Party, a Major Lance greatest hits record. It'll get some lotion into motion, believe you me. Moby Grape, with, to me, their finest hour, Skip Spence's finest hour anyway, one of the great songs of the late 1960s, I submit to you boldly and without fear of contradiction. Omaha, and always intriguing to those of us who listen. It's like, why exactly did he name it Omaha? Because it's not, that word is not even mentioned in the lyric. You remember, listen, my friends. But everything else is a blur of rocking guitars. And I have a guy who I have an on and off relationship with, 6 months on, 6 years off, to be precise. And he was able to go see a lot of the West Coast bands when they came to the East Coast in the 1960s, like the Mothers of Invention and Moby Grape. He said Moby Grape was the greatest band he's ever seen live. He said those three guys up there playing guitar and kicking hard, I can't even describe to you how great it was. So I'm not going to try. Well, thanks, pal. Why'd you bring it up? Maybe that's why he doesn't talk to me for 6 years. Skip Spence lasted 2 years in Moby Grape. Went off his head, literally. Tried to cut the head off of one of his bandmates one night. And got taken to Bellevue, the psych ward in New York City. And really never came back from it. I know there's a lot of fans of his solo record, or I find it unlistenable. It's just sketches of songs. And some people enjoy listening to the disintegration of another human being. I don't. Started the show here in our first salvo, Tonight Your Ears, Tomorrow the World, with Otava Yo, a Russian band that rogue element of society that is my co-conspirator here at Studio A turned me on to on his radio program, The Fifth Estate, here on Sundays live on the station we work at in New Jersey, Homegrown Radio NJ. It was like, he showed me a video one day when we were kibitzing. And I was like, ah, these guys are great. What fun this is. So a couple of years ago, he got two copies of their latest record. And he got curious and translated the song we played, which in English is called Good Evening, like Bela Lugosi used to say, Good Evening. And I was like, you can take that one to the air if you want. I'm not even going to try it. Translated, that's what it meant. 2024 release of Russian band. Yes, fiddles. Hi, Phil. Non-fiddling Phil. Instant tune-out factor if we played a band that played fiddles on the first track of the night from my gentleman who follows me and us directly after this show with Retrospect tonight, number 728 here on Free FM 89.0 out of Hamilton, NZ, 2 hours south of Auckland on the North Island. And I'm amazed that Otava Yo hasn't been picked up yet in their native Russia, because they've made it clear they're no fans of Putin. But apparently they do work with children, I was informed, and social situations. And that may have bought them a hall pass for a while. So that's where we've been. Let me tell you about our team here in our game of mental hopscotch and... mental hopscotch and musical gymnastics. I forget my own lines. Let's raise a foamy mug to the big guy who drove from another state to pick me up tonight so we could get our ASSs here to the studio and perform and play the clown for you. I'll use that description of this program strictly to myself, since the others present themselves as intellectuals and your average, well, I can't say God-fearing men. It'd be like non-God-non-fearing men. but yeah, the big guy has become a major part of our team, as have John and Barbara from next door, who allow us to land our craft in their parking lot on a weekly basis. We squeezed in space number 3 today to the left, and we're very grateful that they've spared me walking up the sidewalk to Studio A, because I don't think I could do it at this point. 3D, our pinch hitter, if the big guy can't get me up here. A couple weeks ago, she startled both me and the studio audience by saying, oh yeah, Robert can't make it, I'll take him. And she did. And occasionally, she will again. But not tonight. And she looks great in a t-shirt. Phil and Mike, I've seen them in t-shirts. Well, I've seen Phil in a t-shirt. I've seen Mike, usually, in sartorial splendor. They are our New Zealand team that makes sure that the final product of this program is carefully lashed together so that your ears find joy. That's Mike's side of the fence. And then Phil gets the publicity machine rolling with his ads to our social media page, the Paleface Parabola on Facebook, and it's updated weekly. Please remember and don't forget, we are heard on a variety of portals, including Good Pods, as noted before, the Free FM website itself. Seek out the Paleface Parabola, Access Media NZ, Apple Podcasts. We're heard live here on Wednesday evenings in the Free FM Music Zone from 10 p.m. to midnight, and then replayed Sunday morning when you're leaving Navarre Lounge and wobbling to wherever you got to get to. And finally, the mystery man who, off an educated guess, I presented and said, hey, man, you know what? I don't have any mechanism to do this program. If I had to do it on my own and have an opportunity to do radio in New Zealand, this is 4.5 years ago. And he said, sure, I got Studio A up here. Why don't you come up here and, you know, we'll give it a shot. You know, wondering how it would even go, because I'm an outsider when it comes to doing radio. Normally, I enjoy the solitude of a solo show, being an only child. But I enjoy this, too, the collaboration when he fires up the afterburners at the end of the Pale-Faced Parabola and plays a song at midnight every week on the show. And his ascent editing skills and his paying attention to detail is essential to the production and the end result of the Pale-Faced Parabola. So that's where we've been. That's our information break. Part two of Tonight Your Ears, Tomorrow the World begins with this guy who would have been 82 today.
Before me, the signs imploring, help the need.
Who the hell do you think you are? You act like you all got hit in the head with a horse.
Ain't no moon, ain't no star. Have to close up soon. Cause ain't no car, got no radio, got no telephone. I'm just off the board, and I'm so alone. Baby, please come to the stage, and I'll wipe your windshield clean. If you need all, I'll give you more. Now feel your tank. No, I get so lonely now. Bring some wine for inspiration. Well, ribbon in your hair. Hear those doors bark. Man, they can feel this cold. And it's so. Come and put your arms on, baby, come home tight. Please, baby, come to the stage. I've taken all I can take, baby.
Thank you.
desire to make you my own. Pada, pada, patootie, dum. I wanna be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you, the deedly 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 dum, poop poopy doop.
It's the devil's music.
That groove hasn't been used too much in jazz and soul music, has it? It has. Jive Samba, Nat Adderley's song, kept him in cornflakes for a long part of his life. And this, as performed by the New York Ska Jazz Ensemble. This is one of those bands from the CD Low Blow. Now, that is a depiction of a punch in the groin area, which I'll pass on, thank you. But this CD, you know, it could get a party started, and should. And I like this version of the song, otherwise I wouldn't play it. Jive Samba, the New York Ska Jazz Ensemble, chasing down classic reggae and ska on this program on a weekly basis. Marilyn Monroe did that version from the movie Some Like It Hot, I Want to Be Loved by You. And in that day, the camera loved that woman. There were a lot of guys who signed up for that duty. Hence her three or four or five or six husbands. I can't remember. I know two of them were Joe DiMaggio, the famous baseball player here in America, and also Arthur Miller, the famous playwright. You write Death of a Salesman? I can't remember. And, you know, you shouldn't say these things on the air if you're not certain of the content or veracity of your statement. But I do. Too often. We took that from a collection which elicited a chuckle here at Studio A. Destination Lust. Chicksville, USA. And I only recognize two other names on this CD. Barney Kessel, the guitar player, and Jane Mansfield, who rivaled Monroe for her hotsy-totsy persona in the late 1950s. A.K. willing aka willing to strip down for the camera to get the boys in the audience all fired up. And it worked. Before Marilyn Monroe, Randy Newman, Lo-Fi, from 12 songs in 1970, and the track called If You Need Oil. Except Randy wasn't talking about the kind of oil that has people siphoning gas in New Zealand. That craze hasn't started here yet in America, but at $4.50 a gallon, if it stays this way, despite the bravado of Don the Con, people will be. And it brought me back to the days, and I'm sure the Mystery Man remembers this as well, of the first gas rationing in 1973, at least here in America, where gas was 29 cents a gallon, and you had to get up early in the morning to fill your tank up to get to school or get to work. Otherwise, you weren't going unless you were getting that hose out and embracing the taste of high-octane petrol. Started the set with Joe Cocker, I Think It's Gonna Rain. Did Randy Newman write that also? I want to say yes, but I'm thinking no. 1974, the year, would have been 82 today. Memories, Belushi on Saturday Night Live. Woodstock, where he made, with a little help from my friends, his own song. A cover of the Beatles from Sgt. Pepper. And Mad Dogs and Englishmen, double live album from 1970 on a tour with Leon Russell, where Leon Russell was supposed to be out taking care of Joe Cocker on the road and making him look good. Instead, he used the opportunity to make himself look good and stole the show away at many performances from Joe Cocker. But let that not take away from Joe Cocker, who didn't write many, if any, of his own songs, but had a career of stellar cover work if you dug raspy English voices. Well, this guy at 83 coming up on 84, yeah, he was pretty raspy on Saturday Night Live during his performances, or just lost a lot off his fastball. But this performance from 1991 on an album that was released today, Unplugged, it's pretty good. Yeah.
something. That would be something. To meet you in the ball and rain, mama. Meet you in the ball and rain. Meet you in the ball and rain, mama. Meet you in the ball and rain.
Justice and mercy fused in one. When the knots of frustration are finally undone. When all hatred and shame have vanished from sight. I will love you with the love of midnight. When the victim shall stand, the aggressor shall fall. When hunger and fear are unknown to us all. When men are divided by black or by white, I will love you with the love of midnight. Yes, I will. We will stand at the pinpoint between darkness and light, where the truth is made so plain to see. We will witness the enemies and opposites unite as our captive spirits run free. Bearers of injustice are making amends. When the ghosts of all sinners will finally be cleansed. When we throw down our guns, refusing to fight. I will love you with the love of midnight. Midnight. Pride and fortune cease to be real. When the cold at heart can suddenly feel. When all I won by reason not might. I will love you with the love of midnight. Yes, I will. We will stand at the threshold of bisecting of worlds. This is the top of some hill. And out of our blindness we shall have been heard. Not driven by fear but by will. When the scoffing of cynics silenced at last. When the eons of pain, suffering have passed. When the angels of mercy have taken to flight. I will love you with the love of midnight. Yeah, midnight. And when the nations see they're immeasurably small compared to the one who created us all. When the dying of the dark meets the waking of the light, I will love you with the love of midnight. Talking about midnight. We will stand the river where silence collides, with countless generations of screams, with a mysterious name which never divides, gives life to our blood and our dreams. Shadows are taken away. We will witness the birth of the immaculate day. To stand in the flash between darkness and light is to love you with the love of midnight. Midnight. And I'm so tired of waiting for it. I'm so
up a crop of dental floss, raising it up, waxing it down in a little white box that I can sell uptown. But by myself, I wouldn't have no boss, 'cause I'd be raising my lonely dental floss. Might grow me some bees, but I'd leave the sweet stuff to somebody else somewhere here, and then I'd keep the wax, melt it down, pluck the floss, and swish it around, and I would have me a crop, and it'd be on top. That's why I'm moving to Montana,
moving to Montana soon. Be a dental floss tycoon.
Whoopie tie-o tie.
Moving to Montana soon. Gonna be a middle toss tycoon.
Yep.
All day and all night and all afternoon. Oh, I'm riding a small tiny horse. His name is Herb Cohen. He's a good horse. Even though he's a bit of a stuff, because I love blanket on anyway. He's a bit of a stuff, because I love blanket on anyway.
I'm gonna find me a horse just about this big and ride him all along the borderline with a very heavy duty zircon encrusted tweezers in my hand. Every other wrangler would say, thanks a lot, Don, but by myself I wouldn't have no boss, cause I'd be raising my lonely dental floss. Tweezers gleaming in the moonlighty night. Then I'd get a cup of coffee and give my foot a push. Just me and the pygmy pony over by the dental floss bush. And then I might just jump back on and ride like a cowboy into the dawn of Montana.
Live from Studio A to Hard Drive, debating the merits of the Beastie Boys and their ability to play their own instruments. And they semi-fooled me because I've always liked this record, The In Sound from Way Out. But it turns out that the keyboard player is a mercenary. Ad Rock and Mikey D and Adam York, the trio. But points on for even doing this kind of music when they had it made. As people, I guess along with Eminem, the two great white hopes of hip-hop and rhyming, Beastie Boys with Groove Holmes. The track we heard before this one. This one's Sabrosa. Likely their most famous instrumental. Music from Tom Petty, but not with the Heartbreakers. Up next, as we'll begin, We Cheat the Hangman. The Mystery Man's Midnight Magic Act coming up to end the program, and then we'll toss the keys to Retrospect, number 728 tonight here on Free FM. Please remember and don't forget, the show podcast all week long on a variety of portals, which I trust Philby will note and update on our Facebook page, The Pale-Faced Parabola on Facebook. We just heard a live version of Zappa for Ike Willis, vocalist and guitar player. I don't know if he was in the band at this point. I don't think so. I think Napoleon Murphy Brock was still the vocalist. But Ike Willis, a mainstay of the 80s Zappa bands. He passed over the weekend. They must have covered this at one point or another during his career. Montana, the original studio version with Tina Turner and other women backup singers adding counterpoint to Frank, originally from Overnight Sensation. And I love that track. It's so dopey. It's great. Took that from the Bongo Fury Deluxe Edition, which just came out on CD about a month ago. And I was like, I can't afford this. I don't care. I can't afford this. Don't touch it. Don't even look at it. But I don't care. By the third, I don't care. I don't care one. Because I've always loved that record. Even B-Parts pieces on it are terrific. On my Homeward Radio show last Friday night, I played Poopter Froth's Wyoming Plans Ahead for the 200th anniversary of our country, as opposed to the upcoming 250th, in which Trump will have his face and name on every single piece of potentially consumer product parcel that he can make money off of. Hey, Donnie, how about mailing people your phone that they paid in advance for, and now you're saying that not only hasn't it gone out, it may never be sent to you. P.T. Barnum, anyone? There's a sucker born every minute. Peter Himmelman, I've been literally for both my programs, the one here in New Jersey and the one here in New Zealand, carrying this CD out, recorded live at KCRW, one of the tastemaker NPR stations in our country, in the USA. This is a 1991 session recorded live on May 29th of that year. And we heard an amazing song called Love of Midnight from when he was really great. Took that from the album Woman with the Strength of 10,000 Men. One of his studio records when he recorded for a major label, that one being Epic Records, who dropped his caboose after he observed the Sabbath on Friday nights, being an attentive Hebrew of the persuasion. Peter Himmelman, spelled with two M's. Love of Midnight. What a song. and began that set with a cool version of That Would Be Something by McCartney and his Gold Star Band of 1991, also recorded for MTV in January of that year, and then released tonight, May 20th in 1991. That was from his first solo record after the Fabs broke up. He says he did it. John says he did it. Competitive till the very end. That was the album that had the Bowl of Cherries on the front of it. Photo art by Linda McCartney. That Would Be Something. Grateful Dead covered that at the end of their career. Garcia really couldn't sing at that point. Wasn't happy with that version at all, but Jerry Garcia didn't worry about whether I was happy or not. All the news that gives you fits, we begin in our native land, the North and South Islands, the real deep south of the world, New Zealand. New Zealand has a new culinary ambassador. I would imagine, given the abundance of said in your country, lamb and in every pot, like a chicken in every pot, the motto here in the States. An Auckland school has a bullying issue, which they blame on an absentee school principal. So, oh, you got that problem too, huh? Because I know we do here. Canterbury, a.k.a. Canterbury's Bell Hill Wine, was named the Wine of the Year in the top 50 that come from your fertile grounds when it comes to the fruit of the vine. Auckland, a home built for the U.S. consulate, is up for sale. It dates back to the Cold War. And I'm thinking, the Cold War? That's 35 years ago. It's not that long ago. Sleuth that one out right away. You can't fool me. Well, you can, but not in this case. A home in the city of Fallen Angels here in the United States, in California. A home has 39 bedrooms, 13 for the staff alone. It's euphemistically known to the locals as the Crown of LA, meaning Los Angeles. Talk about the crown sitting heavy on a head. Home with 39 bathrooms, that's got some weight and mass to it. If you're selling your home, expect a minimal profit return in both Auckland and Wellington in New Zealand. Just saying. A diver died trying to bring back tourist remains from a sea cave off the coast. Man, that's triple tragedy. And thieves, as I alluded to before, are stealing fuel in NZ due to rising prices. And I told you a story about 1973 here in the States. Other news of the week from one of my foxhole friends from the webpage. Just so we're clear, Jesus wasn't white. He might have had something to say. This is my take on it. He might have something to say about the Voting Rights Act, which just got gutted by our ultra-conservative, and they're not even supposed to be political, Supreme Court. Also, Jesus carried a cross, not a gun, and probably wouldn't have flown to China to seek out new business deals and potential income like Trump and his cronies just did. A Dylan quote from May 3rd, 1966 at a press conference in London, England. And this was the time where Dylan alternately sent up the reporters who asked questions, or just gave the gears. Bob Dylan, quote, "I have glass in the back of my head and I can't see too well on Tuesdays." That's an actual quote. Finally, Al Pacino once had an accountant named Shelby Goodgrab or Goldgrab, and that's a real name. Pacino, quote, "He looked over at me after my previous accountant had basically stolen nearly every dime that I had made up to that point and said, Al, I don't want to see you selling hot dogs by Central Park anytime soon." And I guess he fixed the income. Albums released today: McCartney Unplugged, as noted, 1991. Dylan, Fallen Angels, one of those Sinatra pop standards records, which was excrement. Weird Al Yankovic, Poodle Hat in 2003. The Jam in the City, great band. Paul Weller's first. Guided by Voices, Mag Earwig in 1997 with the prodigious output of Bob Pollard. Cass McCombs is a good singer-songwriter, released his first record today in 2003, an album called A, and hopefully it's better than the Jethro Tull album of the same name. Jim Morrison in 2015, his statue that was put in the garden by his grave site was found in 2015 on this date. It had been missing since 1980. 2020, Little Richard buried, and I bet he yelled all the way down to 6 feet. 1985, Hall & Oates at the Apollo. What a great show. What a great album. Guest stars, Eddie Kendricks and David Ruffin of The Temptations, X at that point. And they came out and sang a medley of Motown songs with Hall & Oates. Just great. Jimi Hendrix signed with Reprise Records on this date in 1967. And proceeded to blow minds and whatever else you had on your body at that point when Are You Experienced came out. And that's all the news that gives you fits for this Wednesday evening, May 20th. We Cheat the Hangman, our second scenario here on the Pale-Faced Parabola, co-starring the Mystery Man and I, with transportation and chariot help from the big guy. Here's Tom Petty and Mike Campbell with their original band from Florida before the Heartbreakers got going, Mudcrutch, from the second record released today in 2016. It's the last studio record Tom Petty released. Hypnotic Eye was the year previous, if I remember correctly. These guys were good. For some reason, I think some guys didn't want to make the trip west to seek fortune and glory when Petty got fed up with not getting anywhere in Florida. I like him, and maybe in 3 minutes and 10 seconds you will too.
Free, you forgive my sins. should surely come your way. And hoping that the road ahead will turn a golden day. But you must see, it's up to you to do what you must.
Your car,
but you gotta get up.
You got a toy on line, yeah. You gotta take respect.
from a stellar, I say, compilation disc called Honkers and Twangers, Volume 2. And it's a whole bunch of guitar noise here. To set up the penultimate song of tonight's Pale-Faced Parabola for this May 20th, 2026, ended that set with music from Harry Smith, as Ray Davis once called when Aerosmith was opening for the Kinks in the 1970s. Apparently Aerosmith blew him right off the stage. It was during Ray's concept years where a lot of people couldn't even figure out what the hell he was talking about. From the album Draw the Line, which I remember fondly when I was living in Asbury Park, New Jersey in the late 1970s for a couple of reasons. One is because it was audibly and clearly that those guys were hammered, and at that point, so was I. From the album Draw the Line in 1977, a kick in the can version of the old rockabilly country thing, Milk Cow Blues by Tyler and his bunch. Joe Perry and Brad Whitford, big time guitar stuff. J.D. McPherson before that, he made some noise on the Americana side of the fence a couple of years ago from the album Undivided Heart and Soul, which I think was his last studio record that he released. We heard the track called Under the City Lights. Is that what it is, or am I abbreviating it? Under the Spell of City Lights. That be it. I kind of prefer that, the mystery and magic of it all. J.D. McPherson, who's on tour now with somebody else because he needed the money, I suppose. The Cowsills, here on Susan's Birthday, from one of their records from a couple years ago, Rhythm of the World, and a terrific track called You Gotta Get Up. This is music that's released on the Omnivore label, which has released a couple of their original labels. Original label albums, and has also released music from their earlier days when they weren't half bad. You know, I think people kind of lumped them in with the Partridge Family, you know, and that whole boy and girl band thing. But they always had songwriting chops, and it got better and better as the years went on. In fact, John Cowsill now plays with Vicki Peterson from the Bangles, and he's got to have a skill or two to be able to do that, because the Bangles, whatever else you thought of their pop hits, they could play. Started the set with Mudcrutch from their second record and the album number called Number Two, and that track called Hope. Tom Petty, again, and Mike Campbell and Bernie Ledden, who went on to the... I need a doctor, the Eagles. I actually said to somebody at my record shop on Sunday, I hate the Eagles. I hate them. The guy said, why? I don't know. I just do. And an old friend of mine who I really got started off in radio with consistently in the 1980s, she goes to a lot of concerts. She went to see an Eagles tribute band on Saturday night. And she said, yeah, here's a clip from this band Winslow. It's down in Delaware here in the United States. And she said, you know, I went to see this band. I said, I hate the Eagles with a deep and burning passion. She said, I have to rethink our relationship. I said, well, you can rethink it all you want. I hate the Eagles. She said, I'll have to reassess you as a human being, something like that. It's like, that is the perfect answer. I enjoyed that. Thank you for your put downs. These one will apply, but you're not never going to talk me out of disliking that band. We got to, I'm sorry, Mystery Man. It's time for you to take the wheel here, because I am running late, and we don't have, for a change, many gaps in the show. So why don't you pull up a microphone and give us the lowdown on these French femme fatales that are going to sing for us to close out the Pale-Face Parabola and Gild the Lily for Retrospect coming up as soon as he catches the keys and hands them to us. Talk to me about, well, you pronounce, let's turn these guys down, you pronounce both the band and the song, Por Favor.
The band is called La Famille LeBlanc. The LeBlanc family.
They look young.
The three girls are, yeah. They are from New Brunswick, Canada, and they sing and play in the Acadian tradition. Acadian is where the word Cajun comes from, which you probably know.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly in French. And the track we are going to hear is called Suite du Cap de la Moine. And it's a set of reels, really. Very, very Celtic flavored. And that's what they sound like.
Wait, is this more fiddles? Because is our general manager going to fire us for playing two fiddle songs in one show?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I'm scared.
Well, we're about to find out. Risking our volunteer radio careers here at Free FM. I'd be jumping JB. He's the mystery man. We got to skedaddle because we're already about to run over. So we will dig you in 168 hours, a.k.a. 7 days. Please put your ears on the podcast if you haven't listened live. And we thank you for your attendance at our melee. Good fortune, Sancha, and go well. The mystery man, the big guy, and I signing off.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.